Speaking to Studio 7 at the launch of a Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights publication titled Enforced Disappearances, an Information Guide for Human Rights Defenders and CSOs, Konsila Chinandravana, who was abducted during the 2008 elections in Mashonaland West Province after contesting as an MDC candidate, said failure by government to punish those who abduct innocent Zimbabweans shows that the state is complicit in the abductions and the heinous act will continue.
This issue of forced disappearance, I think it has been an ongoing problem in Zimbabwe. Why? Because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow constitutionalism. If it was that, then people would be maybe afraid to carry it on because they would say, one day I'll be prosecuted in my own right, one day I'll have to answer for this. But because they are protected, maybe because of their affiliation to the ruling government, we don't know. But still, we are hopeful that now that we have the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, we have some way to go and interrogate this. And then maybe it can be looked into on a permanent basis.
Justina Mkoko, another victim who says she never thought she would live to tell the story after being held incommunicado for 3 weeks concurred.
And when we look at our constitution, the new constitution now, and the constitution that applied then, it was the role of the state to protect its citizens. Where is the state now when we have this long list of people who are disappeared? I don't see their commitment in terms of ensuring that those people are brought to safety. And as a result, I don't think I can be blamed if I see them being complicit in all this. And if I take it from the way that they treated my case when the police were approached, they said they had no idea who had taken me. They professed ignorance of where I was, and they said that I was not in their custody. Rightfully so, I was not in their custody. It was later confirmed that I was in the custody of state security agents, and a whole government minister signed an affidavit to say that those who had abducted me, whom the police had said were supposed to be charged with kidnapping, he said that their identities could not be revealed because they were on state business.
Mokoko was bundled into a vehicle at her home in Norton by state security agents. She was allegedly tortured while in detention. Some MDCT activists like Tondela India and Beta Chokururama were allegedly abducted and killed in 2008 by suspected state agents, and up to now, no one has been arrested in connection with abductions and subsequent killings. Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights Senior Programs Manager, Zimbabwe Chibwa, told Studio 7 that from the cases of abductions that they have handled, the state, which is supposed to protect citizens, is suspected to be committing violations against its own people.
From the pattern that is there, it's quite clear for us. I mean, we worked on cases that include the cases of Justina Mkoko, the Konsila Chinandravanas, and many other cases. And it is quite clear, and if you look at some of the judgments that have come out, the end clearly is that of the state. And as you may know, Didmus Mutasa, who has now been kicked out of government, was actually at one time responsible for trying to cover up for the investigations around these cases. He issued a ministerial certificate, which was dismissed by the High Court, where he tried to say enforced disappearances were actually issues that the state could do, but the certificate that he used was actually dismissed by the courts of law.
Chibwa said the publication seeks to minimize the risk of enforced disappearances and that even the state would use it to protect its own citizenry.
Yeah, this is a publication on forced disappearances, which has been motivated by the history of enforced disappearances in Zimbabwe. We have had a long list of people that have disappeared either because of their political inclinations or because they are working as human rights defenders. And what this book does is it articulates the international, regional, and domestic guidelines on human rights protections against enforced disappearances. It also speaks to what should be done where cases of enforced disappearances have been done. So we hope that this publication will be used by government agencies, human rights lawyers and activists, and the ordinary citizens in acquainting themselves on these crimes that are committed, that we basically call crimes against humanity when we talk of enforced disappearance.
Samara is among some local people who are still missing. Others are civil society workers, Paul Chizuz and Patrick Nabanyama, who was an election agent of former Education Minister David Coulthard. Senior officials in the Ministry of Information were not reachable for comment. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.